Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen. Replay from Money FM 89.3. Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen on Money FM 89.3.
In the studio with me, two musicians, Singaporean musicians, Tim Dakota, who is a vocalist, bassist, songwriter, and Hello. Vijesh Gariwala, who is the drummer for a band called Worm Rot. And Worm Rot is a grindcore band. Pretty hardcore music, wouldn't you say, Vijesh?
Yeah, you can put it that way.
and Ian's style is a little bit more R&B and hip-hop. Both have been playing music in Singapore for a number of years. Gents, I'd like to talk about the music business in Singapore, the business of music in Singapore, yeah. More precisely. It's tough to make a living solely on playing music in Singapore, is it not, Tim Dakota?
It is. We literally talked about this during the break.
Yeah, we were just talking about this.
About like in between tours or in between shows, like what do we all do? I think we always have to find certain other things that can sustain us throughout the year.
Yeah, what do you do?
I actually run a small content creation company called Gertai Group, which also has a production arm called Warrior Records.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we do like different campaigns and stuff associated with music and brands and everything, and like campaigns like the Great Singapore Replay,
right?
Which is actually gonna kick off in October this year.
Yeah,
we've been very lucky to do stuff that's been also music centric, which has allowed us to pay the bills, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, and Vijesh Gariwala, the drummer of Worm Rot. How about for you? I know you do other things as well, just to keep the lights on, right?
Yep. When we're not touring or we're not playing shows, I'm usually here teaching. I'm a part-time drum instructor, actually. I teach in three music schools over here in Singapore to earn a living.
Yeah.
And when we tour, actually for me, it's easier than it is for, you know, like, the rest of my bandmates, I would say, because I don't have a wife and kids yet. Like, for my singer, Arif, he actually has a wife and a son.
Mm.
So it's harder for him because every time when he tours, he has to leave them behind.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine how painful it is for him. Because on tour, he's always remembering them. And I feel the pain when I see him, you know, reminiscing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And for Rashid, our guitarist, as well, and he has a girlfriend. And as well as he's living with his mom. And he also has to leave them behind to go on tour. And for myself as well, I have to leave my mom, who I'm living with alone as well, to go on tour. So we all have to leave behind something to go on tour, sacrifices that we have to make.
Yeah, this idea of the struggling artist, though, or the struggling musician is certainly nothing new. I mean, it doesn't matter what country you live in. It's not specific to Singapore.
Yeah.
I mean, musicians everywhere, you know, when they start out or even as their careers are going, they often have to do something else to make money, to help pay.
Right.
And, you know, this idea of never having enough money or always being broke or whatever is, you know, musicians the world over have struggled with this. Is it any different in Singapore in terms of, you know, you're struggling, they struggle, everybody struggles. But what about the horizon of the possibility of hitting it big? Is that a different thought process here in Singapore?
I think everyone has to be on the same page if you're in the same band. Mm. If you have a common goal where you want the band to succeed or you want the band to really push the band far, everyone has to be willing to sacrifice something in their life. Whether it be family time, whether it be, you know, like their jobs over here in Singapore, or just plain simply like their hobbies or whatever they want to do in Singapore. There has to be a sacrifice that has to be made if you want to, you know, have a common goal to make the band reach a certain level.
What is your goal for Worm Rot? What would you guys like to achieve in the near term or long term?
Well, we are kind of already achieving what we want, which is to push our music out there and, you know, just to be able to play what we like, the music we love, for the people we love. And that's, you know, that's more than we could ask for. And we're really thankful for what we can do right now and we're able to do.
Tim Dakota, how about you? What's your goal for your music? And it's interesting that I'll just say that both of you are supporting your music with activities that are still music related.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Because I think when you play in the scene for so long and you're pushing and you're struggling, you realize that one of the biggest things that the scene requires is a greater like infrastructure, greater platforms to actually get people to push out their music and to actually tell people that it's okay if you want to do music as a career. I mean, of course, there are pioneers of the scene and then people who actually open doors or break their backs to get the next generation on board. But I mean, that's the whole beauty of the Singapore music scene, especially now when there are like different players in the scene. Like, for example, the Great Singapore Replay, for example.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, so we are going into a second season. So this is what I do outside of the music, but still within the music. We're going into a second season of the Great Singapore Replay, focusing on finding young and open, young talent, actually, through an open call that's coming out in October to get them used to what it takes to become a musician, being exposed to like different producers and different music labels, and how to write music and how to get better at your art, I guess.
Yeah.
And the next season is actually also focusing on Singapore's history and different musical influences from the whole region and inspiring them to try and make something original. So with like programs like this, which are happening in the scene, I guess the strongest sense of corporate involvement in the music community is starting to happen.
Right.
And which never really happened before.
Temasek is one of the big sponsors of the Great Singapore Replay in October.
Which we would never hear of back maybe 5 years ago,
right?
So it's nice. 3 years ago, yeah. So like things are changing and I guess it's getting better for the younger musicians as well.
Tim, let's listen to a quick clip of your music so people have an idea what you sound like.
Awesome.
Sounds nice, huh?
Thanks.
Yeah, that's good.
We try.
I feel like I need like a glass of champagne sitting, out in a cafe somewhere right now.
Also,
and yet here we are in a cold, dark studio in Topayo.
Who knows? People never know if we do have champagne.
They'll just have to wonder. We have a clip of you and Wormrot called "Fallen Into Disuse." You want to tell us a little bit about that before I play it? Is there anything to say?
Well, it's from our latest release, which was it's called Voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. Here we go, everybody. Hang on. All right, Vijay, Worm Rot and Fallen Into Disuse. Nice drums.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's good. You must be exhausted after playing a show. Like, that is a lot of, that's a lot of hardcore drum work.
He was just telling
work.
Us how he, after every tour, he loses about 10 kg.
Yeah, on tour, I kind of lose a lot of weight. And
so I believe it.
Yeah, we do. I mean, because it's not as easy as everyone says, you know, like touring. We have to carry a lot of equipment. We have to constantly be on the move. And, you know, so we all lose weight on tour. We lose about 5 to 10 kilos every tour, yeah.
Everyone's out there thinking, I think I want to go on the tour diet. Just a few days in the studio with Vijesh Gariwala, the drummer of local band Wormrot, and also Ian Dakota, local musician here in Singapore. So getting back to this idea, where does the music industry need to go in Singapore in the future? What are maybe one or two key things that need to happen in the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years to help musicians like you really make this a career, a living out of music? Do we need more venues? Do we need more corporate support? What do we need?
Venues, definitely.
Yeah. Corporate support, definitely as well. There's no shortage of talent in Singapore. I believe that very strongly. But the infrastructure where people come in with support platforms and like proper professional frameworks to how the music business is supposed to work, that's what is slowly coming into play.
I know Sony has come in and is looking more at local musicians. And some of the labels are too,
exactly.
Right?
Like Warner, Universal, and Sony. Mm-hmm. And I think they were actually funded by the EDB a couple of years back.
Yep.
And with that amount of money that was pumped into the scene, they invested in local talent.
Mm.
And I think that's why you get a pop representation of local music in the radio on radio these days, right, or anywhere else.
How about from your perspective, Ajay?
I think that like what you're doing right now, you're playing our songs, is actually definitely a step up.
Yeah.
Something like this would be great, you know, like being able to play our style of music on the radio. It would expose more people to our genre. Because like how you say, this is the first time you've listened to such heavy music.
At least your heavy music.
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of other heavy music, believe me. My wife could have said, like, turn that down.
But
I get your point, yeah.
Like,
exposure,
yeah, right, definitely. Yeah. There's a lot of indie musicians out there in Singapore, like not just extreme metal or grindcore or any other, you know, punk or hardcore music. There's even indie, you know, like alternative rock, which is actually, you know, soothing to the ears, that even they can't push their music out as much because, you know, Singapore is grown accustomed to the pop culture, I believe.
Yeah.
So more opportunities to play, more venues,
more
corporate support, whether it's labels or just corporates like Temasek, you know, that are supporting you guys coming up.
It's great that they're actually putting amount of effort behind, or like money behind, nurturing young talents to do original music.
Yeah.
Especially with the Great Singapore Replay 2, which they're getting these 10 young artists, most likely unknown, to come in and to interact with Singapore's history and also produce a piece of original music. Which is, I think it's beautiful because we've become accustomed to a culture which puts a lot of emphasis on cover music and going to a pub, listening to someone else's music, while original creations are not really championed, I guess. And when if young people see this like above the line, like for example, like the Great Singapore Replay is on TV, and a young artist says, "Oh, actually, I don't have to sound like someone else. I can sound like myself."
Right.
You know, and it's actually support. It's sanctioned
and it's supported.
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful. Tim Dakota and Vijesh Gariwala, thank you so much for joining me today. Local Singaporean musicians trying to make it, doing, you know, performing great music and needing bigger audiences. So get out there, listen to Tim, listen to Wormrot, buy, download, whatever you need to do.
These two.
Support these guys. Anyway, thanks to both of you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.